with you. It's a couple minutes after four on your Thursday. Lara Hope is in the studio with me. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Always nice to be here.
Yeah, great to see you. So we have a rescheduled show, Full Band Arctones.
Full Band Arctones. Oh, yes.
At the Falcon this Thursday. I believe I saw 7:30 Doors.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I think you can come earlier for dinner. I think dinner seating starts at 5 or 6.
True, true, true. So this was a reschedule. What happened last time?
COVID happened. Mm-hmm. Of course. I feel like I'm ahead of the game by only having had COVID twice in all these years. But of course, both times I had to cancel awesome gigs. The first time was at the Widow Jane Mine at the Caves in Rosendale. And I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think we rescheduled it eventually. And the Falcon, it's like my favorite venue. So, I'm glad that they were able to get us back. And I think last time it was just going to be us, but this time we got an opening band. So maybe it was meant to be, and it's the Why Not Sisters.
Sweet.
From Beacon, featuring my friend Daria Grace. And we've been trying to coordinate to play a show together for years. So I'm excited that we're finally going to do that.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. The Why Not Sisters, spelled like two words, why not?
Or no, Wynotte.
Okay.
Kind of like Tammy Wynette.
Yeah. Is it a pun?
Probably. They play country music.
Awesome. Well, I'm delighted that you rescheduled the show. I also love the Falcon. Great food and great acoustics. I really enjoy playing in there because you just sound so good in there.
Yeah, it's my favorite for so many reasons. What you just said, I love the fact that, they do encourage reservations, but you don't have to get advanced tickets.
Yeah.
You can just show up. You might not necessarily get a table, but you could just show up and stand at the bar and, it's all donation based. And I would love when Tony Falco would always say, support living artists. And, of course, it's great to love the classics, but it's important to remember that we need to support the people that are actually out doing it right now and, help them put money in their pockets.
Absolutely. And yeah, Lee has really carried on that tradition. I feel like support living artists has become kind of synonymous with the Falcon, that slogan. And of course, they've got the downstairs bar now too, the Underground, which is awesome and a great place to go and hang. Actually, that might be a fun evening. Go get a drink at the Underground and then go upstairs and see the show.
Yeah, they've got that whole rock and roll museum going on down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the waterfall outside, it's
very atmospheric.
And the weather's so nice. I'm feeling so good today.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We got no sleeves in here
and
today.
Sandals on.
Unbelievable.
Sandal weather.
I never thought it would happen. I hoped it wouldn't, but
yeah, I've been doing all my work in the backyard and on the porch today. Feels good.
Yeah. So here to tell the tale. This came out in 2020.
2021, I believe. Okay. Well, that was also postponed because of the pandemic.
We recorded in early 2020. That was when the recording sessions were happening, right?
Yeah, yeah, because you sang with me.
I did.
Yes,
yeah,
on a few tracks.
I'm in the liner
notes. Will
you
play one that you sang on?
I think I should.
Definitely do.
Which ones was I on?
Let's see. I think you were on Stop, Drop, and Roll.
Okay.
I believe that. What else? Drink to Your Health.
Yeah. Me and Sarah Parada and Erica Pivko.
And Liz Harrington.
Liz Harrington. Yeah. That was really fun.
That was so fun. We should do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's let's play one of them. Let's see. Stop, Drop, and Roll is track two. That one's fun, right? I remember
let's
that
do
being
it.
Upbeat.
Featuring MK.
Whoop, whoop.
Pay him.
98.1 KZE, Lara Hope and the Arctones with Stop, Drop, and Roll. That's off the last one, Here to Tell the Tale. You can see the full band on Thursday at the Falcon in Marlborough with the Why Not Sisters opening up from Beacon.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I love the keeping it local.
Keeping it local.
Yeah. What else is going on? This is not your only musical project right now.
No, I've been involved in a really amazing project that I will keep bothering you and trying to lure you into called the Goddess Party, which is it's like a 30 woman art rock choir plus a rock band and we do originals by some of the members and covers from like everything ranging from Bulgarian field songs to PJ Harvey to La Tigra, the Go-Go's, Susie and the Banshees.
Wow.
So it's really eclectic and fun, and there's costuming and there's choreography, and it's like a spectacle. We did it last time at O Positive in 2023, and we'll be back at the Old Dutch Church.
Yeah. So this is something that happens once in a while. I can't imagine this is something you can do like every other weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking it seems like it's like a twice a year kind of thing. I heard rumors that we might get invited to do it in Hudson at a Basilica and maybe at the Egg in Albany.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be a big space because there's so many of us in the group.
You're not squeezing onto the snug stage with the Goddess Party.
Yeah, exactly not. So yeah, so that we've been, you know, rehearsing a lot. And like I was just saying to you on the break, it's been a really wonderful experience just getting an opportunity to meet so many other creative women from the area, from like a range of backgrounds and ages. And it's just been really a special opportunity and experience. And so yeah, we'll be doing that on Saturday. Nice. So yeah, I got a big weekend at the Falcon, and then we're actually headed to Connecticut for a gig on Friday, and then this on Saturday, and then Sunday I'm gonna go see a show and sit and relax.
It feels like as soon as the weather gets warm, all of a sudden it's like everything's happening at once.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm into it. I'm here for it.
I'm not. I want ski season back. I want my peace and my quiet and my skis. But this is good too.
All right. Maybe next winter you can teach me to ski. And
I would love that.
I won't need to escape.
I would love nothing more. I even have a second setup now because I got myself a whole new setup. I bought new boots this year, and my old boots still fit my old bindings on my old skis. So now I'm like loaning my friends my old setup so as long as our feet are roughly the same size.
I have large feet.
What size?
Size 10.
Oh, okay. Well, the boots were a little bit big for me. Okay. So it might actually work. We'll talk about
I'll just start binding my feet now so that they're ready for you by winter.
Don't do that. You need full sensation to have full control. Lara Hope is my guest. Lara Hope and the Arctones playing on Thursday at the Falcon in Marlborough. That will be May 2nd. I can't believe it's already going to be May.
Yes.
It's going to be May.
Gosh, it's here. It's warm. Yeah, folks, please come out. Check it out. It's a night of like roots rock and roll, country, rhythm and blues, rockabilly, some jazz, some punk rock thrown in there.
Hell yeah.
Whatever you like, we'll play that.
And social media is what's the
LaraHope.net. It's LaraHope.net has everything, all of our music, videos, upcoming shows. It's all there. Join the mailing list while you're there, and we'll keep you posted.
We'll have a good mailing list. And Goddess Party Saturday in Kingston. Is there a Goddess Party social account or website?
There's actually not. Okay. It's just all 40 of us posting separately from our social media pages. But, you know, if you look anywhere in the Hudson Valley lately, I think you can see a flyer for the show. We've divided and conquered and hanging posters everywhere.
That's one good thing about having 40-something members.
Yeah. And that's just tickets at the door. No advanced.
Okay.
Like the Falcon. Just show up and party.
Very good. Let's hear another one from Here to Tell the Tale. It's the title track, 98.1 KZE.